भद्रं कर्णे शृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्ये माक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागम् सस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ते शान्ते शान्तिः
ముండకోపనిషత్ ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర
బ్రహ్మా దేవానాం ప్రథమ సంభవ విశ్వస్య కర్తా భువనస్య గోప్త స బ్రహ్మ విద్యాం సర్వ విద్యాం ప్రతిష్ఠాం అథర్వాయ జ్యేష్ఠ పుత్రాయ ప్రాహ అథర్వణేయాం ప్రవదేత బ్రహ్మ అథర్వాతాం పురోవాచాంగిరే బ్రహ్మ విద్యాం స భారద్వాజాయ సత్యవాహాయ ప్రాహ భారద్వాజోంగిరసే పరావరాం
The teaching of Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya came from the creator Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma. Who has taken that body first, the first person who has taken this human form, physical body, is Chaturmukha Brahma. Therefore, Chaturmukha Brahma is called Devanam Prathamaha. All the Devas came later. Therefore, we call him as Devanam Prathamaha. Ambabhuva, manifest. This Brahmaji manifested in the form of a human being, just like human body. Sambhabhuva means bhudhatu, manifest, to manifest. Babhuva means lit. In English we have only present tense, past tense, future tense. But in Sanskrit we have 11 tenses. 11 tenses. So sambhabhuva means sam is a prefix. Babhuva means very past, long before. That we use as a lit, not immediate past. The long ago, that past tense. Sambhabhuva. What type of Brahmaji? Vishvasya Karta, the creator of whole universe. The creator of whole universe, Vishvasya, universe, Karta, creator. Bhuvanasya Gopta, after creating 14 lokas, bhuvanas, bhuvana means lokas. After creating 14 lokas, what he did? Gopta, he is the in charge or protector. Bhuvanasya Gopta. What he did, saha, that Brahmaji, sarva vidyam pratishtham brahma vidyam, adharvaya jeshtha prutraya praha. Saha Brahmaji, saha means here, that Brahmaji, praha, he taught, praha means imparted, he has given the teaching. What teaching? Brahma Vidyam. He has given the Brahma Vidya, the knowledge about Brahman. Saha Brahmaji, that Brahmaji, who is Devanam Prathamaha, Vishvasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta, that Brahmaji, Brahma Vidyam Praha, he imparted this knowledge of Brahman. To whom? Atharvaya. To Atharva. Atharvaya. Who is this Atharva? Jeshtha Putra. Eldest son. Jeshtha Putraya Praha. What type of Brahma Vidya? This Brahma Vidya? Sarva Vidyam Pratishtham. Pratishtha means substratum, a source. Sarva vidyam, for all sciences, for all types of knowledge, this Brahma Vidya is the pratishtha, moolam. Pratishtha means moolam, source, for all other science of knowledge. That Brahma Vidya he has imparted to his eldest son. Then that Adharva, Adharvaneyam Pravadeta Brahma, Adharva Tam Purovacha Angire, Yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Adharvane Uvacha. Puch Vidya, Yam Brahma Vidyam. Puch Brahma Vidya, Brahma Muvacha, that Brahmaji taught to Atharva, Atharvani, Tam Brahma Vidyam, same Brahma Vidyan, the same Brahma Vidya. What this Atharva did? Angire Uvacha, Puran. Whatever he has learned from his father, Brahmaji, this Atharva taught to Angire. Angire namne. He taught to a disciple whose name is called Angir. Angir namne. Angire, Angiras, Angire, Angire. The Chaturthi Vibhakti, this is also. To Angir. Atharva imparted. Pura means in the beginning. This wisdom of Brahman he taught. Same Vidya. If you also write properly notes and listen and you preserve, you can teach to your children. இப்பவே நம்ம காக்க தாளியங்க சும்மா ஏதோ டைம் பாஸ் கேட்டான்னா யூ கேனாட் ப்ரிசர்வ் திஸ் யூ கேனாட் ப்ரிசர்வ் திஸ் எவ்ரி திங் யூ கேனாட் ப்ரிசர்வ் இன் த மைண்ட் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் தேர் ஃபார் ப்ரிசர்வ் இன் த நோட் புக் ஸோ தட் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் லேர்ன்ட் யூ கேன் டீச் டு யுவர் அட்லீஸ்ட் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் நாட் லிசனிங் யூ கேன் டீச் டு யுவர் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன் ஆஃப்டர் 20 இயர்ஸ் பை தட் டைம் யூ வில் கெட் full knowledge. No? You are the teacher and your grandchildren can say, my tata is my guru, my pati is my guru. No? What a prestige, you know. So therefore, if you saw this mango tree today, we are not going to eat. Our children, grandchildren are going to eat the fruits. You see, what you are learning today, you are going to give to your grandchildren. You are writing notes for your grandchildren, remember that. Angire adharva praha. Then, saha means that angir, who has learned from adharva, that angir, what he did? Bharadvajaya satyavahaya praha. Same Brahma Vidya. Tam Brahma Vidyam, this Angir taught to Bharadvaja Maharshi. Who is Satyavaha? Satyavaha means who carries the truth. Who carries the truth? Satya Vahatiyana, Satyavahana. One who carries the truth. One who belongs to Bharadvajasa Gotram. So Bharadvaja Uvacha. Then Bharadvajaha Angirase Paravaram. The same wisdom, traditional wisdom, this Bharadvaja Maharshi, who is Satyavaha, taught to Angiras. அங்கிரசே அங்கிர் நாம்னேன் அங்கிரஸ் அங்கிர் அங்கிரசோ அங்கிரசா அங்கிரசே என சதுர்த்தி அகெயின் ஹி டாட் டு அங்கிரஸ் ஸோ தீஸ் டூ மந்த்ராஸ் ஷோஸ் அஸ் த குரு சிஷ்ய பரம்பரா குரு சிஷ்ய பரம்பரா whether you can learn from your father or mother, or from outside guru, but whatever it may be, you have to learn from another person. That is must. These two mantras tells us how important the traditional lineage. There is no communication gap. There is no communication gap. If I don't give to my next generation, There will be a gap will come. So the gap varakodadu. At least 6 children are there, 5 children are there, at least 2 children we have to give that knowledge. Minimum. So we have to select who likes this vidyana. Avanga kudukadu. That's why 4-5 children irundha, etla 2 payina, 2 kodina, gnanathi varuva. Irukkarade 1, 2 anna eppadi kudukka mudiyum? So you have to put lot of effort on that child. So therefore, now see how that lineage tradition has come. What it shows, this Vidya came from the Srishti Kalam. It is not a new wisdom. Today Swamini or Swamiji's today they have invented Madhuri Kadiyadu. Now that means what? The relay race Madhuri. The relay race, it is connected to the first person. First. Long ago. No. So, that Vidya means what? You are internally connecting to that Rishis now. You are mentally connecting. Your body may be present, belong to Kali Yuga, but you are connecting yourself to the teaching mentally, internally, to that rishis. Wonderful, no? Trita Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, how many yugas came? How many kalpams came? That in the beginning of this creation itself, this teaching was here. Brahman Vijidam. The knowledge of Brahman is there already. That only I am taking in. Really, we are connecting to those first Brahmaji only teaching. You can imagine now. You are learning from Brahmaji, because he only taught. Mouth to piece, body is different. But the teaching, same. So what you have to do? You have to forget this Swamini. Forget her. When you are seeing a guru, you have to look that Brahmaji taught to Atharva, Atharva to Angir, Bharadvaja, Angiras. I am one of the Angir. Admar, you have to imagine. அந்த கல்பனை இருக்கணும் மனசில். தட் இஸ் தேர் நோ ஐ கேன் ரிசீவ் த ஹோல் பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திர. இஃப் ஐ சிட் ஆர்டினரி லைக் ஹவுஸ் ஒய்ஃப் அண்ட் லுக்கிங் அட் ஸ்வாமினி ஆர்டினரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங், திஸ் வித்யா வில் நெவர் டேக் ஏ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பிளேஸ் இன் மை ஹார்ட். ஸோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஃபர்கெட் திஸ் சூப்பர்ஃபிஷியல் பாடி அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் ஃபர்கெட் த சூப்பர்ஃபிஷியல் பாடி ஆஃப் த குரு. And I have to connect the teaching only, the mind and the Guru Akya communication. I have to go into that context. It is so enjoyable. So, I hope you are also enjoying like that. Okay. Now, third mantra we will read. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Third mantra.
शौनको ह वै महाशालः अङ्गिरसं विधिवदुपसन्नः पप्रच्छ कस्मिन्नु भगवो विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति
very very important mantra. The whole Mundakopanishad is based on this second line of this mantra. The whole teaching based on this second line. Now see that Anvaya Mahashalaha Shaunakaha Angirasam Vidhivat Upasannaha Vai Upasannaha He Bhagavaha Kasminnu Vijnate Kasmin Vijnate Nu சர்வ விஜ்ஞாதம் பவதி இதி யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை ஹே ஆல்சோ யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை தேர் இதி பப்ரச்ச ஹவை மகாசாலஹா சௌனகா சுனகஸ்ய அபத்யம் புன புமான் சௌனகா சன் ஆஃப் சுனக மகர்ஷி சுனக மகர்ஷி Son is called Shaunakaha. This is a second topic. Now the glory of Brahma Vidya, the parampara lineage we have seen. Now the Brahma Vidya, the teaching, main teaching begins here. Second topic. This Shaunakaha, what type of Shaunakaha is the adjective? Mahashalaha Shaunakaha. Mahashalaha. Maha means great. Shala means house. Here, he is a great householder. That is the literal meaning. Shaunaka is one who has got a big pakashala, big kitchen room. not like our kitchen room. If you turn this side, you cannot turn this side. Our kitchen room is like that. Mahapakashalaha means he has got a big kitchen room. You cannot call it a room. Big kitchen hall. Big kitchen hall yedukaha? Because he performs big yagas and yajnas. Once you perform big yagas and yajnas, you have to do annadanam. To do annadanam, you require a big kitchen room. So, he constructed a big kitchen hall. In that, every time the cooking is going on, is annadatana. It shows he had performed a lot of rituals and gave food to all people. That's why he is called Mahashalahana. Yajnashala, Mahayajnashala and Mahapakashala. Wherever Mahayajnashala is there, Mahapakashala is required. Wherever Mahapakashala is there must be Mahayajnashala. So therefore he has got the title Mahashalaha. He has got the title Mahashalaha. Mahashalaha, another thing it shows, he is a selfless person. He is a selfless person who did lot of contribution to the society. By performing yajnam, yagam and he did lot of contribution to the society by annadanam also. Mahashalaha, what he did? Vidhivat angirasam upasannaha. He approached upasannaha, means he approached. He went upasannaha. Where he went? Angiras. Angirasam ante Bharadvajaya Sishyam Angirasam. Who is this Angiras? Bharadvaja Sishyaha. He approached Angirasam. Angirasam na Indrasam kadiyadu. Dvitiya vibhakti. Ekavachanam. Angirasam Bharadvajaya Sishyam Upagatam. He approached. How he approached? Vidhivat. Vidhivat approach. Vidhivat means just as prescribed by Shastra. If you want to approach a guru, a person, how you have to approach? There are rules and regulations. Vidhivat. Shastra no eppadi chollapettirukko adhe madri he went and approached the Angirasam. What Shastra says? Shastra tells, Vidhivat means we have to supply. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumevabhigachet samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. So he approached tad vijnanartham, to know about that Brahman. He want to know something. He took some dry twigs in his hand, samitpani. He approached a guru, Angirasam. What type of guru? That guru Angirasa who has learned, did Sishyarikam under Bharadvaja. A guru is one who was once upon a time a Sishya to under some guru. That is important. Vidhivat. He approached a guru, Vidhivat. So we have to understand here. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasyena sevaya. Same shloka, this is the base for Krishna's shloka there in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Tadvidhi pranipatena. You approach a guru and do sashtanga namaskar first. Then sevaya, do seva to guru. Lot of seva pandano. Pariprasna, then you have to ask. So, on the paprachak munnadi vidhivatuga ponu. Summa poi kekakudadu. So you have to go and in a proper manner. Proper manner is important. Therefore, this is said by Veda actually. This quotation comes in Veda. How you have to approach a teacher. How you have to do seva to a teacher, a guru. And how you have to behave, conduct yourself in front of guru. ரிக்தபாணேன தேவம் ராஜானம் குரும் ந கச்சேதன. வித் எம்டி ஹேண்ட்ஸ் நெவர் அப்ரோச் ஏ குரு. ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஏ குரு, ஏ சுவாமினி ஆர் சுவாமிஜி ஆர் தேவாலயம் ஆர் எனி ராஜா, என் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் வித் எம்டி ஹேண்ட்ஸ் நெவர் கோ தேர். ரிக்தபாணேன எம்டி ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ந கச்சேத், நெவர் கோ வேர். ராஜானம் தெய்வம் குரும், டெம்பிள் கூட சும்மா கையோட போகக்கூடாது. ஈவன் ஒரு கற்பூரமாவது எடுத்துட்டு போகணும், 10 பைசா ஆகும். யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ஒன் ஃப்ளவர் அட்லீஸ்ட் ஆர் ஒன் ஃப்ரூட், நிறைய எடுத்துட்டு போகணும். போக முடியலன்னு அட்லீஸ்ட் ஒன், யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் சம்திங் இன் யுவர் ஹேண்ட், தட்ஸ் ஆல். தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ரிக்தபாணேன நகச்சேத் ராஜானம் குரும் தெய்வம். Not only that, still more they say, even when that pregnant woman is there in the house, you should not go with empty hands. You have to take something to her. A small baby is there in the house, you have to take something for that child. Enna neenga pona odane and the kolanda kai paapa enna kondu vandirukan. Don't think guru also will see lactate at her hands. When you go first time, so when you go first time, you approach first time, you have to take. This is our parampara. This is the tradition we have to. And once you approach the Guru Vidhivata Sashtanga Namaskaram Panni, and you have to talk. Generally, when you are talking with a Swamiji or a Swamini, you are not supposed to amma echila avala meda padakoda. Adanalae you have to keep your hand to your mouth and close your mouth and talk. Inna inda echila patta paapam vandadum. Namak we will get to paapam. So we have to talk like this. Especially in a sannyasi is there, who has taken the chaturtha ashrama sannyasi, we have to talk like that only, any time. Eppam paisinaanu appada pesanum, pesa koodadhu first sangathe. Swamiji sannyasi, when there are gurus in front of a guru, I am not supposed to talk first thing. If anything I have to talk, that also I have to talk in this way. I have to talk. Can I talk? Can you give permission me to say 2 words? அப்படி இருக்கணும். I have to talk. And when Guru is standing, we should not sit. ஒரு வாட்டி சொன்னால் 10 வருஷம் வரைக்கும் ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும், அவ்வளோதான். இப்படி நம்மள ஞாபகம் இல்லை சுவாமினேன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. எங்கே போனாலும் எனி குரு எனி மகாத்மா வீசி வி ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். ஆர் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் நோ ஒன்ஸ் இன் அவைல் ஐ ரிமைண்ட் ஆல்சோ. ஓகே, நோ ப்ராப்ளம். ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வி ஆர் சப்போஸ் டு ப்ராக்டிஸ். When Guru is standing, we are not supposed to sit, one thing enna rendu moodu sollitane munnadi. So next thing, when Guru is there in surroundings, our voice should not rise up to the Guru's ears. Andha pakkam indha pakkam Guru akkam pakkam irukkum bodhu namma shaddama pesakoodadhu. Pesaman irukkiradhu nalladhu, oru vela edhavadhu pesanum avula avashyam irundha namma shaddam andha kaadhula padakoodadhu. Guru Kadada. So if I respect my Guru, I follow all these things. Kai kattindida pesanona. Appadi pesanum. Even though Guru is so jocularly talks, even though so Guru is very, you know, familiar with us, still I have to maintain that respect. Idha kashtam. Konja naal palagindravanna namma Guru thane. Namma Swamini thane na. But I have to maintain that rap, no? Proper respect, reverence I have to maintain. That reverence I am giving not to the Guru, that Brahma Vidya. That Brahma Vidya, if I have a reverence to get Atma Jnanam towards that Brahma Vidya, the lifelong Ajan Mantram Trayam Sevyam. Ishwaram Shastram Gurum. Throughout life I have to serve my Guru, throughout life I have to worship my Guru, throughout life I have to show my reverence to my Guru. It is very, very important. And when Guru is talking, I should not, talking with other person, I should not interfere in the middle. Amma kashta idellame. I have to follow all those things. One-to-one talk epome. When Guru is talking with one person, I should not interfere at all. Chappan appadiye why mood inno, avladha. But namak ariyamale, gada-gada-gada-gada vandhu pesu. That it shows our indiscipline. Guru also will teach. in the long run. So I have to be ready to learn also. That is called vidhivat here. It all comes under vidhivat. Therefore, vidhivat upasannaha aprachha has approached a guru. The first precondition is for Vedantic study is approaching the guru. First precondition for Vedantic study is what? Approach a guru. Paprachha. Then you can ask. Idella vidhivat mudichinadukapram paprachana. This is also a lit. Prishtha dhatu. Prishtavan paprachha. Prich. Because it happened long before, no? That's why Upanishad tells paprachha. Asked thus. These are all called protocol, Shastric protocol. What I am talking, they are all in a Shastric protocol. And if you want to call, if you call a person, how you have to follow all the protocol, how you have to utter, how with what name you have to call, and all you have to understand. Hey Bhagavan, he is addressing. Next line, with the Shastric protocol, with faith and devotion. You can put in two words. Vidhivat means with faith and devotion, with Shraddha and Bhakti. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, Bhagavaha means Hey Bhagavan, Sambodhana, he is addressing. Hey Bhagavan means he is addressing that Guru as Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, and address panta paranga. So that itself shows the reverence how much he has got towards highest knowledge. When you have self-respect towards you, you give respect to others. When you have respect towards your life, towards your disciplines, towards your goal, definitely you will respect the other person. Adhanave vandudu. Hey Bhagavan, kasmin vijnate, by knowing which, kasmin, what is that? Vijnate, knowing which, idam sarvam, all this, idam means this, sarvam means all, vijnatam bhavati, becomes known, bhavati means becomes, vijnatam, known, what is that, by knowing which, everything is known. Asmin, what is that? Vijnate, by knowing. Sarvam vijnatam, everything is known. Asmin, what is that? Tell me. Asmin bhagavaha vijnate, sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati iti. That means what? Here, Shaunakaha might have heard from some people, when they are talking, he might have heard there is something. If you know this, you can, this is as good as knowing everything. He might have heard. That's why he is asking, what is that by knowing that everything is known? You tell me. Paprachha, the prashna. He asked. Enna kekana, is there anything, if I know, it is as good as knowing everything. And then I kekano. The subtle point. Remember, it's all pura pakshi on the ask. Ye ipri ketar, apri ye kekalan. What we are saying, Shaunaka must have heard about there is something by knowing which everything is known. He has heard nama sholra. Our pura pakshi sholra. Adepri mudiyo, how can he know that? How can he have heard like that? How is it possible? And he will ask. What do we say? If he has not heard, he would have asked, is there anything? And he said, what is there? If you know everything, you know everything. And he said, what is it? Why are you asking this? If you know everything, you know everything. And the word he might have heard from somebody. Okay. Hawaii and the here indicates they are all factual, not a fiction. This is not a story. என்னமோ சுவாமினி ஸ்டோரி சொல்கிறாங்க, இதெல்லாம் ஸ்டோரி நினைக்காதுங்க. ஹவை மீன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ரியல்லி ஹேப்பன், திஸ் இஸ் எ ஃபேக்சுவல் இன்சிடென்ட் வி ஆர் லிசனிங் ஹியர், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். நவ் இந்த செகண்ட் லைன், தஸ்மின் விஜ்ஞாதே சர்வமிதம் விஜ்ஞாதம் பவதீன். ஃபஸ்ட் லா இஸ் by knowing which everything is as good as known, his intention is the cause and effect. If I know the cause and its all effects is as good as known, yes, if I know the cause I can know the all effects. So that is the first law. There are three laws, L-A-W law. What are the first law? Cause plus nama rupa is equal to karyam. Cause, karanam, plus nama and rupa, name and form, is equal to karyam. Law number 2, no effect can exist separate from the cause. Law number 2. No effect or karyam can separately exist from the cause. Therefore, the third law, eka karana vijnanena, eka karana vijnanena சர்வ காரிய விஜ்ஞானம். ஏக காரண விஜ்ஞானம், பை நோயிங் த ஒன் காஸ், ஏக காரண விஜ்ஞானம். ஏக வந்து மீன்ஸ் ஒன், காரணம் என்ன காஸ், விஜ்ஞானேன மீன்ஸ் நோயிங் த நாலேஜ். ஏக காரண விஜ்ஞானேன சர்வ காரிய விஜ்ஞானம், ஆல் த இஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ், விஜ்ஞானம் பவதி. This is the third law. These are the three laws are important. Idella Vedanta use Vinayaka method. Subramanya method, Vinayaka method theriyuma? Ippa purinjirukku nenikiren. Subramanya method, Vinayaka method na. I don't want to go into story every time. Whenever I want to say this, communicate Subramanya method, Vinayaka method, I will say you have to understand. Vedanta introduce Vinayaka method. ஓகே, வாகர்த்தாவிவ சம்பிருத்த வாகர்த்த பிரதிபத்தையே. அது மாதிரி விநாயக மெத்தட் என்னென்னா, ஏக காரண விஜானேன சர்வ காரிய விஜானம் பவதி. அதுதான் இந்த மூட் பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஹிடன் இன் திஸ் செகண்ட் லைன். த க்வெஸ்சன் ஹி ஹஸ் ஆஸ்க்டு, ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஹிடன். வி நோ தட் உபாதான காரணம், யூ கீப் செப்பரேட்லி நிமித்த காரணம் கொஞ்ச நேரம், உபாதான காரணம் and the karyam. Gold, if I know all the ornaments as good as known, if I know the wood, the desk, bench, everything is as good as known. Like this you apply all examples. So eka karana vijnanena sarva karya vijnanam bhavate. The wood and therinja desk theriyum, bench theriyum, ellame theriyum. So that is the karana vijnanam, upadana karana vijnanam, காரிய விஜானம் பவதி. யூ நீட் நாட் ஒர்க் ஃபார் காரிய விஜானம், பட் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் சுப்பிரமணிய மெத்தட், தேர் ஆர் ஒர்க்கிங் ஃபார் சுப்பிரமணிய மெத்தட் தே ஹவ் டேக்கன் அண்ட் தேர் வேஸ்டிங் த டைம். வி ஆர் ஆல் லைக் விநாயகாஸ். த நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா வி வில் ரீட் த குரு சமாதானம் இன் தி சிஷ்ய பிரஷ்ன. நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா இஸ் குரு சமாதானம்.
தஸ்மை சஹோவாச்ச யத்ப்ரஹ்மவிதோ வதந்தி పరాచైవాపరాచ
గురు అంగిరస ఆన్సర్స్ అన్వయ సహా తస్మై సహా మీన్స్ అంగిరస్ సహా అంగిరస్ తస్మై టు దట్ సౌనక ఉవాచ ఆన్సర్స్ సెడ్ ద్వే విద్యే వేదితవ్యే ఇతి ద్వే విద్య మీన్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద్వే విద్యే టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద్వే విద్యే వేదితవ్యే టు బి నోన్ టు బి అక్వైర్డ్ వేదితవ్యే ఇతి దిస్ ఇస్ ద కొటేషన్ ఇతి ద్వే విద్యే వేదితవ్యే బ్రహ్మవిదః యత్ వదంతి ఆల్ ద నోవర్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ వైజ్ పీపుల్ జ్ఞానీస్ సేస్ హూ సేస్ అంగిరస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ టు హిస్ డిసైపుల్ దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ అవర్ వైజ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇది నాన్ చల్రేన్ చల్ల పారుంగ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ గ్రేట్ మహర్షిస్ దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ ట్రెడిషన్ దే నెవర్ టేక్ దట్ క్రెడిట్ టు దెమ్ సెల్ఫ్ The Guru says, Te Vadanti. Veditavya iti, Vidya Veditavya iti, Brahma Vidaha Yatu Vadanti. Whatever these wise people says, that Vidya, there are two kinds of Ve Vidya. One is Para Vidya, Para Aparacha. Para Apara Aivachan. యత్ వదంతి స్మః తత్ దట్ విద్యా ఇస్ అపరాచ పరా ఏవ చ ద విశేషార్థ హియర్ వెన్ ద స్టూడెంట్ ఆస్క్ ఓన్లీ ద టీచర్ హ్యాస్ టు ఆన్సర్ దెర్ ఇస్ వన్ శ్లోక నై శ్లోక నా పృష్టః కస్యచిత్ బ్రూయాత్ ఇఫ్ సపోజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి అన్ ఆస్క్డ్ అది అవనికి చెల్లకూడదు ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆస్క్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు టాక్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు టీచ్ దిస్ విద్యా అన్ ఆస్క్ నా పృష్టః కస్యచిత్ బ్రూయాత్ నచ అన్యాయేన పృష్టతః ఇఫ్ రాంగ్లీ ఆస్క్డ్ విధివత్ వరామలే టు కార్నర్ ద టీచర్ ఆర్ టు షో హిస్ గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఎనకు తెలియం ఉనకు ఎన్న తెలియమో ఎనకు చెల్లుంగో అనువాదని చెల్లుంగో కూడా ఇల్లే ఐ వాంట్ టు నో దట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ రాంగ్లీ ఆస్క్డ్ ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ నాట్ టాక్ టు దట్ పర్సన్ నచ అన్యాయేన పృష్టతః అపృష్టస్య ఉత్తరం నిషేధాత్ సో ఉత్తరం నిషేధ యు ఆర్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు గివ్ ఆన్సర్ టు ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్డ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆర్ రాంగ్లీ ఆస్క్డ్ ఆల్సో యు ఆర్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు ఆన్సర్ సచ్ పర్సన్ That means what? Namak Brahma Vidya Venumanna, we have to ask rightly. First we have to ask. That too we have to ask rightly, we have to ask. Idhu rendu illanna varadu. Kekkanum. Guru ku theriyum enakku moksham venumnu. Guru ku eppadi theriyum? You are coming for time pass varala, illa enna edho veetla bore adikkiradhu nje varala, enna theriyum? Your sincerity, your intense desire, how the Guru knows? Unless I ask, Guru cannot know. So, Guru has to teach me the whole knowledge means I have to ask. The desire is not the same. If you don't have to ask, I have to ask. That's what here that indicates. Paravidya, aparavidya and the two. This is how it is. Question is, what he has asked, what he is answering. When did you come and I said, I have to ask you sambar. When did you come, when you asked? ఎప్పుడు వందేనికన్నా ఇప్పుడు వందని చూడడం వెళ్ళా ఇన్నోడు వీటిలో భూషణికాయ సాంబార్ అని అని అర్థం అదికి ఇదికి ఏదైనా సంబంధం ఇరుక వాట్ శౌనక ఆస్క్ టెల్ మీ బై నోయింగ్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ నోన్ హీ హాజ్ ఆస్క్ వాట్ హీఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ దెర్ ఆర్ టూ విద్యాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు నో పరా అండ్ అపరా అన్న ఏదావది కనెక్షన్ ఇరుక అప్పుడు తోను పూర్వపక్షి ఆస్కింగ్ అందర్ పర్సన్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ రైజ్ ద క్వశ్చన్ Why he is answering like this? And there is a subtle point we have to understand. If you want to know that cause by which you, by knowing which you are knowing everything, that is paravidya. There is another vidya, aparavidya. People are all telling, we know, we know, we know, but these are all never comes under. If you know even aparavidya, it is not knowing everything. Ani chollaradhukku. That means what? Why right is right, why wrong is wrong, theriyanum illaya. So Guru is so compassionate anartham. Namma onnu keta Guru, he is going more deeper to clarify the student. Appadi sollanum. சொன்னது மட்டுமே கேட்டு மட்டுமே சொல்லிட்டு போக கூடாது. அந்த பிரச்சனைக்கு பின்னாடி இருக்கிற சமஸ்யை என்ன, அந்த விவரம் சொல்லணும். அதுக்கு தான் இந்த அங்கிரஸ் சேஸ் தட் பரா அபரா மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் இஸ் இன்டென்ஷன். அபரா வித்யாஹி அவித்யா, அது வித்யே இல்லை. இஃப் யூ நோ தட் வித்யா அபரா வித்யா, யூ கேன் நாட் நோ எவ்ரி திங். But if you know paravidya only, you can know everything. Adha nenak adhi theriyum idhu theriyum nu solran illayo, adella avidya, ignorance only he tells. Therefore Vedanta has reached this paravidya long back and waiting there for the people. Our Vedanta has reached to that paravidya long long before and waiting for the people to come. We are all going there, no? Okay. Paravidya, we can call as aparavidya. Another name for paravidya is karanavidya. Aparavidya ki karyavidya. Paravidya is called advaita vidya. Another name, advaita vidya. Karya Vidya is called as Dvaita Vidya. Paravidya can be called as Atma Vidya. Aparavidya is called as Anatma Vidya. By knowing one effect, other effects cannot be known. If I know the ring, I cannot know the bangle. If I know the bangle, I cannot know the chain. Is it not? If I know the gold, everything is known. So apana vidya is that vidya gives the knowledge of the effect. If I know the wood, I do not know about the bench or gold, other ornaments, other furniture, I do not know. What is the moola karanam? This gold, the fiber, the cloth, the wood, the desk, all are not absolute cause. They are relative causes. These are all made up of panchabhutas. Panchabhutas are made up of Brahman. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashasambhutah akashadvayuhu vayoragnihi. So it comes like that. So in the all these objects ki moola karanam idu enna Brahman. The panchabhutas moolama idella varudhu. The gold where from you are getting? From earth. What is the cause for earth? Jalam. What is the cause for jalam? Fire. What is the cause for fire? Vayu. What is the cause for vayu? Akasha. What is the cause for akasha? Brahman. So therefore the knowing gold, the wood, all these are only relative causes, not absolute cause. So aparavidya knowledge only we get, whatever knowledge, but not paravidya. Next mantra, fifth mantra we will read.
Tatra para rugvedo yajurvedah. கல்போ வியாகரணம் நிருக்த निरुक्तं छन्दो ज्योतिषमिति अथ परायया तदक्षरमधिगम्यते
மந்த்ரா ப்ரனன்சியேஷன் டிஃபிகல்ட்டா இருக்கு. அந்த வீட்டு போய் படிக்கணும், திருப்பி திருப்பி படிச்சுட்டே இருக்கணும். நவ் திஸ் மந்த்ரா டெல்ஸ் தத்ர அபரா தத்ராபரா ஹவு டு ஸ்பிளிட் தத்ர அபரா தேர் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் அபராவித்யா அண்ட் பராவித்யா ஐ வில் டெல் யூ. குரு இஸ் ஆன்சரிங் தேர் ஆர் டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் வித்யா. Two kinds of knowledge. One is para, another is apara. What are all comes under apara category? What are all comes under para vidya category? All the three lines comes under apara vidya. And the fourth line, no, the last one word, para vidya. Parango. Tatra apara vidya is rugvedaha, யஜுர்வேதா, சாமவேதா, அதர்வவேதா, சிக்ஷா, கல்பம், வியாக்கரணம், நிருக்தம், சந்தஸ், ஜோதிஷம். இது எல்லாமே அபராவித்யா. அத பரா தத் அக்ஷரம் அதிகம்யதே. அக்ஷரம் இஸ் த பராவித்யா. அட்டைனிங் தட் பிரம்மன், knowing that Brahman, Aksharam, Naksharati, that imperishable Brahman, is called Paravidya. Even if you study Rugveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvanaveda, Siksha, Kalpam, Vyakaran, Niruktam, Chandas, idellame Aparavidya, Anatma Vidya, Karya Vidya. What is Rugveda? The brief commentary. It gives about all these lower sciences, auxiliary sciences, all auxiliary sciences, angani. Rigveda means all this aparavidya only for survival, to fill the stomach, to fill the stomach. ரிக்வேதம் நியத பாத அக்ஷர அவசானாக ரிக் மந்திராக. ரிக்வேதம் இஸ் தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் நியத ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் நம்பர் ஆஃப் லெட்டர்ஸ் டு இட்ஸ் பாத. நியத பாத அக்ஷர, இத்தனை பாதம் இருக்கணும், இத்தனை அக்ஷரம் இருக்கணும் அந்த மந்திரத்தில். அது வந்து கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ரிக்வேதா. Wherever there is a niyata pada, eight letters must be there. இந்த ஸ்லோகம்லாம் இத்தனை பாதம் மட்டும்தான் இருக்கணும். அது எதிர்த்து சொல்லுறதோ அதெல்லாமே ரிக்வேதா. நியத பாத அக்ஷர அவசானாக ரிக் மந்திராக, fixed number of letters and lines. That is called Rigveda. Then Yajurveda, in which mantras are in prose form. மந்த்ராஸ் ஆர் இன் ப்ரோஸ் ஃபார்ம் மீன்ஸ் அநியத பாத அக்ஷராக. அநியத பாதம், இத்தனை பாதம் இருக்கணும் அவசியம் கிடையாது, பேராகிராஃப் மாதிரி போயிட்டே இருக்கும். யஜுர்வேதா நோ அநியதம் அக்ஷரம் ஆல்சோ, எனி அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் லெட்டர்ஸ் யூ கேன் ரைட் அக்ஷரம், சென்டென்சஸ் ஆல்சோ நோ பர்டிகுலர் நம்பர். தென் சாமவேத கண்டெயின்ஸ் Rigveda mantras in musical form. All Sama mantras are only Rig mantras, which are all in musical form, which has got Saptaswaraha, borrowed from Rigveda. Gati Rupa mantraha, Sama Veda means Gati Rupa mantraha, or Gana Rupa mantraha, a mantra which has, which you can sing. சாமகானம், லார்ட் சிவா லைக்ஸ் சாமகானம். ஓகே, வாட் யூ லைக்? என்ன ஐ லைக்? டூ மெனி திங்ஸ் அதர் தேன் சாமகானம். அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆர் சோ பிஸி இன் லிசனிங் வெஸ்டர்ன் மியூசிக். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் சம் பாக்கெட் டேப் ரெக்கார்டர் அண்ட் இயர் ஃபோன்ஸ் அண்ட் வாக்கிங் ஏர்லி மார்னிங், யூ ஆர் ஏ ஃபார்வர்டு பர்சன் இன் த சொசைட்டி என்ன. அப்போ தான் டாக் பின்னாடி ஓடி ஓடி வரும். ஸோ ருக்வேத மந்திராக தென் அதர்வண வேத மந்திராக ஆர் ரிவீல்ட் தி பை த அதர்வ ரிஷிஹி அண்ட் அங்கிரஸ். தோஸ் மந்த்ராஸ் ரிவீல்ட் பை அதர்வ ரிஷி அண்ட் அங்கிரஸ். These are all called four Vedas. I am giving very briefly one or two lines. Varavanna Upanishad takes hours together to discuss. Adhivaya podu namakku. Next, Siksha or Siksha. The science of pronunciation. The science of pronunciation called phonetics. Important to preserve this oral teaching. The teaching was in oral beginning. No pen, no paper, no printing press. Only orally. So, this is preserved by Siksha, the science of pronunciation. This Vyasa Bhagavan, who wrote Siksha Shastram. Paniniya Siksha, Vyasa Siksha, there are so many grandhas written by them. Then Kalpam, the science of ritual. How to perform a ritual? Kalpam. Written by Ashvalayana Maharshi, Katyayana Maharshi, Ashvalayana, Katyayana, Apastambha, all these rishis wrote Kalpa Shastram, the science of rituals. Then Vyakaranam, science of grammar, based on the roots, suffix and prefix, Vyakaranam, Panini, grammar, Vyakaranam. So, Vedas have got their own grammar. Veda Vyakaranam, Vaidika Vyakaranam ane irukke. Vaidika Vyakaranam is there. Amarakoshathukku munnadi Niruktam ane oru dictionary irukkum. Next vandu Niruktam is the dictionary before Amarakosha. That Niruktam that gives all derivations. Each, every word, how it has come. Brahma, how to pronounce, what is the meaning of Brahma, Brih Dhatu, it has come, Brahman Chulakudan. Even though you are writing Hakara and Makara, you have to pronounce Brahman. The pronunciation, the derivation, all is discussed elaborately. We also will discuss the next class elaborately. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.